Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hi there, it's Susan Winter, back talking to you again and answering your questions. I love getting your questions. And by the way, I will be receiving general questions. You may not know if I'm returning your answer in an email, on my podcast, or in a video. So come to susanwinter.net, go to the contact page, and where it says enter your question, we'll see if yours is chosen. This is about a slow burn. Now, how slow should a slow burn be? This is from Angela. And Angela writes, "Hi, Susan. I've been watching your videos for a couple of years now. I love everything you do. My question is, how long should a slow burn be? I've been dating a guy for over a year now. I brought up defining what we are and monogamy. He said he still wants to get to know each other and see what our relationship can be. He said he's not seeing anyone else, and he's consistent. Should I keep my hopes up?" Okay, now, I'm thinking what you're thinking. I already know. You're listening to this. All right. A slow burn is not a year. Angela, I'm sorry. Like, a man doesn't know you in a year, and he claims he's not seeing anybody else. I doubt that, but there's something else at play. We don't know what it is. See, the fascinating thing about answering questions like this in this format, I don't have you live in front of me, so I can't ask you the detailed questions. But one, is there a certain religious practice that he follows that would stop him from making a commitment, like he needs his parents' approval or he needs to be in an arranged marriage? Because I work globally, so I don't know, Angela, what's going on here. But I promise you this, it doesn't take a year to say that you're serious. It doesn't take a year to figure out whether you like somebody or not. You've been involved with them for a year, unless you're not the only one, or unless he doesn't even want a relationship. He believes in monogamy? Cool. Does he practice monogamy? The fact that you don't know is of greater concern to me than anything else. That's the real issue. The fact that you have allowed a year of this man to, and I don't know if you're being physical, test drive your heart or test drive the whole of you. I don't know. But a year, and he still doesn't know what's going on. That is a him problem, and it's a you problem, okay? Now, we can't control him, but I would ask very explicit, pointed questions, pretty much yes or no. Do you have any intention of being in a committed relationship with me, period? Where do you see this going into a future, such as marriage or living together? Because upon those answers, you will have to make your decision. Nobody gets to run out the clock on a relationship. This is like the old videos, if you've been watching for years. Before we had assigned seating in the movie theaters in Manhattan, what would happen is, you know, there are a lot of people, and you'd have to get there early to get your seat in a theater. And you'd always have one or two people that would put bags and a coat down saying, "I'm keeping it for a friend." No, they weren't. And when the movie starts, they just didn't want anybody sitting next to them. You're not allowed to reserve somebody's heart. You are not. And he's not allowed to put you on hold, but the fact that you've been on hold, that is the issue. So when we are assessing whether we should remain hopeful, the question is, what do you want? And in what time frame? Do you want a committed relationship? Do you want marriage? Do you want children? Do you want to live together? What do you want? You have to have that be your driving impetus, not how he answers the question. When our desire to have our dream is paramount, the only question is, are you the one? Are you the one that wants to live my dream with me? Because this is what I want, and this is how I see it. Are you up for the task? And when will you know? A year? He doesn't know? 2 years, he's not going to know. This is an issue. You need to take the reins, my dear. When I was a young girl, I've told this story before. It's so embarrassing. Oh, my God. I've grown up with horses and dogs my whole life. And yes, Nika is a silent co-star here. I had a little fat pony named Toby. And when I first got him, I so wanted him to love me. So keep track of what I'm saying here. I so wanted him to love me that I let him go wherever he wanted to go in the pasture. And my father, a lifetime horseman and breeder, turned to me and said, "Baby, rein him in." And I said, "Don't worry, Daddy. He's going where I want to go." Yep, I said it. I'm telling on myself. So you are the equivalent of me at 9 or 10 sitting on fat Toby, who's just taking advantage of going wherever he wants to go, and you've got the reins in your hand, but nobody has told you to rein him in or get off the ride altogether. So that's what I'm here to do today. This is too long a slow burn. You should have no hope in this man, but you need to have a conversation first. One with him, and two, a real adjustment with yourself of what you allow, because you are not able to have resolution and peace of mind. And for all of you out there who believe in a slow burn, you know why we do that? It's a good thing. We do a slow burn so that the excitement of sex and the drugs and the hormones that are going off on your system don't cloud your judgment and get you confused that infatuation or limerence or lust is love. And it gives you enough time to invest in the person and see if they're willing to invest in you. We slow the whole thing down because you have to have the physical and the emotional riding concurrently. You can't just jump the physical and then pray that you can just drop the emotional in. It doesn't work like that. Actually, you need to have the emotional going first and then slowly incorporate the physical for best results. Whether you do it or not, I don't know, but just a suggestion. So hope can be harmful. Hope is beautiful. But in a case like this, hoping, there are countless females I know, and maybe men too, throughout my entire time of living. And I know stories, and I'm sure you do too. The girl who lived with her guy for 5 years, waiting to get married. The woman who was hoping after 2 years he'd finally come to her and finally realize he loved her. And sometimes it happens, but they're very small. The times it happens, it's tiny, 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 small. The majority of the time is they're just running out the clock and you don't need that, okay? Slow burn establishes connection and the understanding that we are going in the same direction. But if you see absolutely no progress, you have to pick a time limit on how long you will invest in this person. That is your decision. It is not their decision to make. I hope this helps you. If you don't know where you stand, chat me up, get a consultation at susanwinter.net. Oh my goodness, we have so many fun, wonderful things going on. I have a revitalized podcast where I'm actually dropping in me speaking and answering your questions. If you have a question for me, whether I'll answer it in the podcast or whether I'll answer it here on YouTube, you drop it into the contact page at susanwinter.net. Underneath the media, and you will find a box for question and answer. Can't promise you that we get to everyone. We get so many of them. But I love to pull these out because one speaks for thousands. Also, check out the Dating Games Guide. Really good, because the dating game, you're in the middle of a game. And I'm in the middle of New York City, if you can hear that. Thank you, everyone. Please, if you want to, sign up for my newsletter at susanwinter.net, the homepage. And I will be speaking with you soon. Happy dating.